I'm grateful that you're here. Thank God I'm here. But especially, thank God that you're here.
Aww.
This is my sister, Barbara Harrison, and we grew up together. And we used to wash dishes every night in a kitchen, not this kitchen, but a kitchen kind of like this one. And we're kind of here for a reason. Talking about gratitude, Barbie's one of the most grateful people I know.
Mm.
Neil Warren, a psychologist, said it, that you could bottle Barbie's laugh and sell it, it would make you $1 million. So if there's a way we can figure out to do that at Become New, we will. What I want to talk about in particular is there's a statement from the psalmist where the psalmist says, taste and see the Lord is good.
Mm.
And what's kind of interesting in there is you have to taste first. And sometimes it can feel like I'm supposed to believe the Lord is good.
Yeah.
But that's not what it says. It doesn't say believe or express. It says taste. And Neil Planiga talks about how grateful people savor good things. Mm-hmm. They receive these things as gifts, paying full attention to them and taking their time with them. They savor a good book enough to feel bad when they turn to its last page. Mm-hmm. They savor their favorite music enough to play it repeatedly. They savor quiet time, sex, beauty in nature. Won't talk about those one item at a time, but that notion that when you go through the day, today, I can either just get through it, and then I'm kind of on default mode from one activity after another, don't really notice anything, or I can actually taste, I can cultivate the ability to savor. And we were talking about that at breakfast a little bit this morning, and so I'd love if you talked a little bit more about like what you have to get good at to become grateful.
Okay. I think the word taste is so important in that verse, because if I don't taste it, I can tell myself the Lord is good. I can know it intellectually, but to taste it means to experience it. And it takes humility to receive. Mm. And I think sometimes those of us who are lifelong recovering people pleasers, which John and I can relate to.
Really? Yes, very much.
And I think especially women, and I think especially Christian women, we can be so into what do I owe, what should I give, that we don't always spend enough time receiving. And you can't, if you're trying to make yourself feel gratitude, but you haven't first tasted that the Lord is good, it'll just be an intellectual exercise. But when we taste, which is to experience something and to let ourselves be the receiver, that's a whole different thing. And I know there's been times in my life where I felt like I have to give to everybody. I have to take care of everybody. I even have to take care of God. I got to make sure he's not disappointed, that he had a good day, that he got enough thanks today. And
you were saying when we were talking about that before, it would be like a little baby thinking that it's got to take care of its parents. Yeah, so like, okay, mom.
Did I do enough for you today?
Yeah, it's like God doesn't actually need something.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
Exactly. He is the giver. But if I don't receive, it's just an intellectual, oh, thanks, I'll feel grateful. And so to really rest in the tasting, in the receiving, in the savoring of God's goodness to us makes all the difference. This last week, my dishwasher went out. And I was ticked, and I was like, how dare it do this? And then I thought, you know what? Have I been grateful? I mean, that dishwasher has done hundreds of loads of dishes. Mm-hmm. And did I once think as I went to bed, oh, I'm so thankful that my dishes get clean tonight? I didn't receive the joy of what my dishwasher did for me. I only noticed when it stopped doing it. And I think that's so easy to do. We just, whether it's our health or anything in life, we don't appreciate when it's happening. We only notice when something goes wrong.
There's a book by Marilynne Robinson, Gilead.
Mm-hmm, I love that.
And mostly about this minister, John Amos. And yeah, it's really reflective and thoughtful. But he had a grandfather that was in the Civil War. And the grandfather overheard somebody talking about how the grandfather lost an eye in the Civil War. And his response was, I prefer to remember that I kept one.
Wow.
Yeah, that's true. If you lost them both, you'd feel a whole lot different. Yeah.
Yeah, I love that. I love that. So to allow ourselves to receive and to savor what we've accepted, what we received, instead of feeling obligated, like, oh, now I've got to produce this gratitude. I think the gratitude wells up in us like the springs of living water, as in proportion to how much we savor the experience or the taste of God.
Well, and I've been thinking about that just for the last 12 hours since I got here last night. I was reflecting on the morning. There is so much life inside you right now. It's just like watching a flower open up, and it will be attached to real particular gifts. Like part of why we're sitting at the kitchen is cooking has just become the source of enormous joy for you. And music is the source of enormous joy. And art, every inch of this house is decorated by Barbie, and she has recreated and painted chests and flower pots. And you should go online and offer this stuff for money, and I'd be your agent. And but it's like you are filled up so much with life as you do those things. And savoring can feel kind of selfish, I think, kind of like, well, I'm focusing on me and I should be doing things for other people. But the strange thing is, watching how alive you are, just sitting there and looking at your face and listening to your voice last night was such a beautiful thing to me that it made me think, I want to be more that way. I want to be more filled with life. What I was thinking, there's this line in when Paul's running the church at Corinth, and he says, so then death is at work with us. I got to mortify the flesh, that's that sort of thing. But life is at work in you. And I see life at work in you.
Oh,
And
thank you.
you were talking about, you know, 4 years ago or so was a really hard time in life. And that was kind of death at work. But there seems to be a connection between hard time and pain and how much life and joy there is right now.
Yes.
And learning about two different voices and being able to distinguish which one is God and which one is not. I love that. Talk about that. Your thoughts.
All right. You got it. You got it. So 4 or 5 years ago, in fact, during COVID, which was a beautiful time because I got to just be at home, I went through a year of depression and I cried every day. I moaned.
Oh gosh, if you don't mind, because I don't think I'd heard you say this before, talk about the moaning, because it made me think in the Bible when it talks about people groaning.
When I finally accepted that I was depressed, which that took several months because I just fought it, then I decided if I'm going to be here, I'm going to let it all out. And so I would want to make these sounds like a vibration, like in the back of my throat, and I would let myself make the sound as long as I wanted to. And it sort of felt like ribbons of grief or sadness were unfurling from deep down inside me as I just let them out. And I really worked during that year on what's God's voice and what's the voice in my head, the should voice, the not enough voice. If you're not doing enough, you're not giving enough, you're not smiling enough, you're not talking to enough people, you're not doing enough ministry. And I found that was an empty voice in my head that never sounded like God, and that God's voice was more down here for me, and that his voice was gentle. The harsher the thing he said to me, the gentler his voice was. And he had words of comfort, and he grieved for me, which in the beginning I just thought he's got to be so disappointed in me that I'm not producing anything. And it turned out to be one of the richest years. And I really think that working through a lot of the shoulds in my head and the not enoughs, it left room for something creative to just bud that I never knew was there. And there's so many things that I'm interested in that I want to learn about now. It just feels like the world is new again, like it's a whole fresh start. But I do think it started with getting rid heal God doing healing in me of some of my false thinking. I had to unlearn God. I had to tell him he's getting to be a burden. I can't give you what you need anymore. I did tell him that. You are so needy. Every day he needs something from me.
Grow up, would you, God? And he did.
Yes, he did. I sensed him saying, you know, I think I'm supposed to be the giver in this relationship. And so I learned how to receive. And I remember at one point saying, I just feel like, how can you be pleased with me when I am good for nothing? I'm doing nothing for anybody. And I just sensed him, not in an audible voice, but just I got that verse of, when rivers of living water spring forth from you, then you can share those with others. But until the rivers of living water are flowing in overflow, you are empty right now. Let me give you the, in the overflow, you will give.
And that doesn't mean you got to sit around talking about Bible verses. It's just life. It's the goodness of life.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking in that room last night, and you brought out those scrapbooks of recipes.
Yeah.
And just looking at, there's Graham's banana bread.
Yeah.
And there's Fran's Swedish meatballs.
Yep.
And remembering those people and remembering that food and then seeing you delight in that and, yep, I'm going to make this. It's like literally. So that's the word today. That's the verse today. But literally, taste. So savor something. When you're with somebody, look them right in the eye and think about how grateful I am for that face.
Yes.
And that voice and that laugh. And when you have a cup of coffee, just actually taste the coffee.
Mm, I love that.
I remember when our dad had a cavernoma and towards the end of his life, he couldn't swallow. But then there was a day when it came back a little bit. And for the first time, he was able to just swallow a little bit of coffee.
Yeah.
Like, taste and see.
Yes.
Don't take it for granted. Just one moment at a time. Food, people, work, your body, the dishwasher. Taste and see.
Yeah.
Savor. The Lord is good. Thank you. Love you.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm Tim. I'm a part of the team and I'm a pastor. More than just a video to watch here at Become New, it's really a community that you can be part of. And one great way to be part of it is to participate in the comments, in the chat, or to email us or text us. We would love to know if there's three things that come to mind today that you are grateful for. It'd just be a great exercise to drop those in the chat or to share them with a friend or to share them with us. You can text us or email us. There's a group of us who meet to pray every weekday for this community and for viewers and listeners just like yourself. So if you have a prayer request, we'd also love to know that. You can send it to us and we will spend earnest time praying for you. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.